Prologue. 65 million years ago. At 25 miles per second, at a velocity barely exceeding 90,000 miles per hour, the intergalactic arc was moving too fast for it to simply carom off of Earth's atmosphere and back into space. Once the colossal hull breached the planet's protective bubble, a trail of white-hot fire stretched across the night sky with such intensity that nocturnal creatures suddenly found themselves caught within a moment of passing daylight, their eyes tracing the fast-moving trajectory until it impacted with the Yucatan Peninsula, setting off the fifth and final extinction-level event. Sea levels regressed, and volcanic activity increased from Deccan traps, reducing surface light and disrupting the biosphere with dust and sulfate aerosols, which consequently destroyed food chains. Temperatures increased as global firestorms wiped out tropical landscapes, creating environmental stress. Tsunami waves of unimaginable height forever changed the design of shorelines, and the dinosaurs were summarily erased from existence. The bolide that struck the planet had a diameter of 6 miles, and at the moment of collision, it created a depression 5 miles deep and 112 miles wide. Upon impact, the ship was all but decimated, as countless tons of alien composite became dust and minute particles, the elements becoming part of the atmosphere, part of the cloud cover, with the larger pieces exploding outward in a perfect circumference of debris. Sitting approximately 2,000 feet below the rim of the crater, a scorched compartment stuck out after it had been injected into the wall after the impact event. It sat there on a slight angle, with its front end tilted upward, as if a behemoth was trying to nose its way out of the soil. On its blackened hull was alien script, a type of cuneiform, perhaps the title of the ship. With coils of hot steam and smoke rising off its skin, the compartment nothing more than a dead hulk comprised of alien compounds. 3,000 years before the impact, its entire crew had died off when a microbe a billionth of their size escaped from its container and wiped them out, the ship thereby depending upon artificial intelligence to navigate it from one wormhole to the next, from one galaxy to the other, until a malfunction failed to slow its progress when nearing Earth. However, even with insurmountable damage, the hold was not without its treasures. Life from every corner of the universe lie in stasis behind fields of pure energy. This remnant of an ark containing a menagerie of apex predators collected from planets too distant to comprehend. Most had perished upon impact, becoming matter as small as the dust that eddied in the surrounding air. Others, however, remained intact behind protective walls of energy. And those that endured would remain perfectly preserved in stasis for more than 64 million years. Time had become irrelevant.